Ticket.
It's Golden Ticket time. Quinn Bainham joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great, Grant. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, exactly what are you doing right now?
I am taking a little break from my senior girls volleyball practice this morning.
Okay. And what team is that?
This is the John Paul II girls.
And how are you guys doing? Are you mopping the floor with everybody?
We are actually a pretty amazing team. We have a whole bunch of dedicated players. There are a lot of club players and just such sweet, sweet girls. Like, they're doing a drill right now and they have to work really hard and they're just laughing and having a great time. So often on the court, such great girls. We have a tournament this weekend in town, actually, at the comp. Well, so we're prepping, getting ready for that.
We can talk for a long time, so I can get you out of work if you want.
Ooh.
No.
We want... I told the girls I was having a chat with you, so they'll be expecting to hear good news after our conversation, for sure.
Okay, so here's the deal. You won the golden ticket. So what movie did you go see this past weekend?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the golden ticket. I really, really appreciate it. My husband and I are big, big fans of going to the movie, and a cheap date night was such a nice treat. We went to the movie Speak No Evil. It's a psychological thriller.
I saw the trailers for that. That's the one where the families kind of get together and it's like he gets freakier and freakier as the trailer goes on. Is that the one?
That is the one. And I actually did not see the trailer. My husband had saw the trailer and he knows my movie taste and he knew I wouldn't mind it. So he suggested that one. And I'm actually really glad I didn't watch the trailer, because I heard from reviews after I watched the movie that the trailer shows about 90% of what the movie is about. Oh. So I went into it completely blind, and I was surprised the whole time. Well, except for the odd foreshadowed moments. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so what did you think of the movie? Give us your real review.
Well, I'm not really a fan of horror movies, so I was glad that this was a psychological thriller. I was mostly really pleased with the balance of, I guess, subtle and then obvious moments of lots of tension and suspense throughout the whole movie. There was also a very strong maternal female lead, which is always nice to see. And James McAvoy, I don't know if you know him, but yeah. he was the lead actor. He was the main bad guy, the main villain. And he is such an incredible actor. And he has definitely mastered acting as someone with a terrible mental illness, unfortunately, as seen in some of his past movies. And I guess also the setting. It was just rolling, lush, beautiful hills taking place across over in Europe. And they were living in an old-fashioned home. And that was just really the icing on the cake.
So, bottom line, did you like it? Two thumbs up? How many out of 10 popcorn boxes?
I would say probably 9 out of 10 popcorn boxes.
Okay.
I guess I would still say 2 thumbs up. It was, I did like it. But again, I love analyzing the characters and the costumes. I actually have a degree in acting from the U of S. So for me, watching movies on a level of watching the acting, and then also I've also worked at the Staff Hospital here in North Saddleford, so kind of analyzing the psychological behavior of people to me is really fascinating. So, and it wasn't too scary, it wasn't too gory, so I was okay with both of those things.
Well, it wasn't a King Kong movie or a Godzilla movie, but at least you enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, it was kind of just enough action to keep us entertained and uncomfortable. It was a lot of uncomfortable moments throughout. Okay. And I might have squealed once or twice from the odd jump scene.
All right. Well, Quinn, congratulations on the golden ticket. Glad you liked the movie, and I'll let you get back to volleyball practice.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Grant. Again, I really appreciate it. And hey, if you ever want to make this a thing where you give me more golden tickets, I would love to continue to have interviews, and I would love to go. I love supporting our movie theater here in town, and it was a really fun experience, so thank you again.
Well, then you just keep listening. You have a great day.
Thank you, Grant. Take care.
Attention, Northern Cisco.